There are also some rap parts in it, and I read that you tried to rap back in high school.
Yes.
So was that kind of the long fulfilled dream to have a rapper in your songs?
Yeah, I always wanted. I mean, I've loved hip hop my whole life, but you know, if you meet me, that's the furthest thing that appears that of what I would do. You know what I mean? And so, loving hip hop so much, growing up, I would always freestyle rap, and that's how I came up with the nickname AWOL. So I would always leave and have a really hard time saying bye to people, so I'd rather just leave without having to explain myself. So that's where that name came from. But yeah, you know, even in my last band, we always talked about having someone rap on a song, but just never got it together. So this project came along, and there were no rules, there were no boundaries. The label wasn't your typical label that, or whatever. So this was an opportunity for me to, you know, have people rap on it that I liked first and foremost, that were undiscovered and different, and could do so in a situation and an environment that seemed natural for me to take place. So there are a couple moments on the record where it seemed like a good time for someone to rap, you know, and that was on that 12-minute song in particular. One of the guys' name is Curtains, who's a undiscovered, well, some people know him on like the underground scene, but he's never put out like a full record, I don't think. And I discovered him through like a video director friend of mine, and I loved his voice. He sounded like a new school Chuck D from Public Enemy to me. And so I had him come in with no expectations at all, and I'm like, hey man, throw down on this part and see what happens. And he did it, and I instantly loved it, and he seemed to love it too. And then I called my friend, one of my best friends in the world, who directed the video for Sale, and he's also directing our next video for a song called Not Your Fault. And he's not a good rapper by any means, but he's a good artist, and I knew that if I asked him I'm like, dude, just rap on this one part. It's 6.5 minutes or whatever. Just do it and see what happens. And he came up with this like alter ego called The Gatsby and just threw down, and he was talking about stuff that I loved. And what he recorded that vocal on his own garage band, like his own shitty recording, and he sent it to me, and I didn't even change a thing. And I feel really lucky. I feel like the stars aligned really well, and I struck gold on that song with those two guys. Because one guy's clearly like more of a talking 80s kind of white rapper, and the other guy's like an old school throwdown classic rapper. So I felt like there's a nice give and take between those two dudes on that song.
So when did the whole spaceman theme come in?
Well, all along, I've always felt like sort of like an outsider, I guess. And I've always loved, you know, sci-fi movies and like B-list sci-fi movies and, you know, like shitty sci-fi movies. You know, I always loved the vision of what the future would be from the early 80s. So when people would make movies in the early 80s and late 70s about the future, what that looked like to me was really cool. And so I kind of wanted to go with that theme, I guess, on the artwork of the record and the viral internet stuff and all the videos that we would do. I just wanted to sort of do something different. And the spaceman accidentally became this thing because I was wanting to make a space helmet and maybe wear it. And again, the Gatsby, the guy who raps on Nights of Shame, my director friend, he called me one day because the label had this one helmet they found for this video we wanted to make. And the helmet was stupid. It looked like a Kawasaki helmet. It sucked. And I'm like, dude, what? Just get the shittiest, most like generic, silly 80s looking helmet. So we found one and we made it ourselves. And it became like this whole thing. It took off, and now everybody's like, you know, always asking me about the spaceman, when really it's sort of, I guess a bit of like a mascot for the band, you know? And it keeps things lighthearted, because the spaceman is kind of a klutz. He's kind of a dumbass. And, you know, he's not like a superhero at all. He wants to be, but he's not, you know? And he barely knows how to tie his shoes. He's just a normal dude that's just trying to get by, you know? And I think we could all relate to that. Or at least people that are down to earth can relate to that. And if you can't relate to that, then you're probably a jerk anyways, you know?